बिहारी। जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। कृष्णा हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे राम हरे राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 20, The Structure of the Universe. So today we have verses 31 to 33. So first two verses, I will just read the translation. And the 33rd verse is there for recitation. And we will recite it together along with the purport. So verse number 31, translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Jai Prabhupada. The ruler of this island, the son of Maharaj Priyavrata, named Vithihotra, had two sons named Ramanaka and Dhataki. He granted the two sides of the island to these two sons and then personally engaged himself in activities for the sake of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like his elder brother Medha Tithi. Verse number 32, translation. For the fulfillment of material desires, the inhabitants of this tract of land worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead as represented by Lord Brahma. They offer prayers to the Lord as follows. So, verse number 33. Yat tat karma mayam lingam Brahma lingam janochet ekantam advayam shantam tasmai bhogavate namoiti bhagavate namoiti yattat karma mayam lingam Brahma lingam janochet ekantam advayam shantam Tasmai Bhagavate Namaiti Yattat Karma Mayam Lingam Brahma Lingam Janochet Ekantam Advayam Shantam Tasmai Bhagavate Namaiti Yattat Karma Mayam Lingam Ekantam advayam shantam Tasmai bhagavate namaiti Yatat karma mayam lingam Brahma lingam jano achaye Ekantam advayam shantam Tasmai bhagavate namaiti Yatat karma mayam lingam Brahma lingam jana chaye Ekantam advayam shantam Tasmai bhagavate namo iti Matajis Yatat karma mayam lingam Brahma lingam janarchayet Ekantam advayam shantam Tasmai bhagavate namaiti So word to word meaning यत, विच, तत, दैट, कर्ममयम, ऑप्टेनेबल बाय द वैदिक रिचुअलिस्टिक सिस्टम, लिंगम, द फॉर्म, ब्रह्मलिंगम, विच मेक्स नोन द सुप्रीम ब्रह्मन, जना, अ पर्सन, अर्चयेत, मस्ट वर्शिप, एकांतम, हु हैज फुल फेथ इन द वन सुप्रीम, अद्वयम, नॉन डिफरेंट, शांतम, पीसफुल, तस्मय, अंटू हिम, भगवते, द मोस्ट पावरफुल, नमः, आवर रिस्पेक्ट्स, इति, दस. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Lord Brahma is known as Karmamaya, the form of ritualistic ceremonies, because by performing ritualistic ceremonies one may attain His position, and because the Vedic ritualistic hymns become manifest from Him. He is devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead without deviation, and therefore, in one sense, He is not different from the Lord. Nevertheless, he should be worshipped not as the monist worship him, but in duality. One should always remain a servitor of the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Worshipable Deity. We therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto Lord Brahma, the form of manifest Vedic knowledge. Purport. In this verse, the word karmamayam, obtainable by the Vedic ritualistic system, is significant. The Vedas say, Swadharma Nishtha Shata Janmabhi Puman Virinchatam Eti. One who strictly follows the principles of Varnashrama Dharma for at least 100 births will be rewarded with the post of Lord Brahma. It is also significant that although Lord Brahma is extremely powerful, he never thinks himself one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He always knows that he is an eternal servitor of the Lord. Because the Lord and the servant are identical on the spiritual platform, Brahma is herein addressed as Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. But if a devotee serves him with full faith, the meaning of the Vedic literature is revealed to him. Therefore, Brahma is called Brahmalinga, which indicates that his entire form consists of Vedic knowledge. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा सो टुडेज वर्स सो द डिस्क्रिप्शन इन द भागवतम इज अबाउट द प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम्स ऑफ द यूनिवर्स. So, this is the sthana section of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, it was said in the second canto that Bhagavatam deals with 10 topics. Adrasarga, Visargascha, Sthanam, Poshanam, Utaye. So, Nirodha Mukti, Ashraya. So, the 10 topics of Bhagavatam, this is the third topic. So, Sarga and Visarga, the creation and the sub-creation by Lord Brahma. After that, it is giving the exact nature, how the planetary systems are positioned in the universe. So the sons of Priyavrata Maharaj, the kingdom was divided, the Bhumandala kingdom was divided amongst them. So there is a Jambudvip, and there are six islands around the Jambudvip. So total, the Bhumandala is divided into seven divisions, and they are separated by oceans. So, and above Bhumandal there is the higher planetary system, including the Swargaloka, and below the lower planetary system, so Sutala, Patala, Talatala, and others. So the three divisions of the universe, and the middle part is called as the Bhumandala, and Bhumandala has seven divisions. The central one is called as Jambudvipa, of which the earth, or the it is also called as Bharatavarsha, some at some places, is also a part of Jambudvip. So here it is said that the description of the portion of the Bhumandal that is being discussed now, here Lord Brahma is worshipped. So it is said that each and every part of the Bhumandal, there is one worshipable deity. There are seven mountains and there are seven rivers. So here it is said that Lord Brahma is being worshipped in this particular part of Bhumandal. So this verse says, karma mayam lingam and Brahma lingam jano archayat. So it is called karma mayam. So it is said that Lord Brahma's position could be achieved by doing certain rituals or following the Varnashram Dharma very strictly. That's why he is called as Karma Mayam Lingam. And Brahma Lingam, so Prabhupada explains that he is the personification of Vedic knowledge, because Vedic knowledge is personified, comes out in the form of Vedas from the mouth of Brahma, and is revealed to his heart by Lord Krishna himself. So Prabhupada then goes on to stress that though Brahma is being worshipped here, he is being worshipped because he is actually manifesting the knowledge which has originally emanated from Krishna. That's why he is being worshipped as Bhagavan, as non-different from Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also says, Yo yat shraddha sa eva saha. So according to the faith and the worship of a person, he acquires the same position of the worshipable deity. So Prabhupada says that qualitatively we are all one. So Lord is non-different in one sense, because the purpose of Lord Brahma and Lord both is to establish dharma and Vedic knowledge in this world, the knowledge of Brahman. So Prabhupada then explains that though he is said to be non-dual from Lord, we still have to recognize that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it is also said that the position of Brahma could be achieved if you follow all the rules and regulations of Varnashram Dharma for 100 births. Then anybody can become Lord Brahma. So the position of Brahma is relative to a particular universe. So it is also achievable by karma. So the Lord is absolute, but the position of Brahma is not absolute in that sense. So this fifth canto is specifically called as the gateway of faith. So very difficult to conceive the way the universe is described in this canto, the structure of the universe and what we observe in the real world by our senses. Real world meaning what we can perceive with our senses. So it speaks of Jambudvip, and at the center of Jambudvip there is Mount Meru. So Meru is taller than any known mountain we have ever seen or come across in this universe. And on the top of it speaks of seven islands which are actually separated by oceans. So oceans which are much bigger than anything which we have heard of. On the top of it, it says the oceans are of water, Then there is the ocean of liquor, there is the ocean of honey, there is the ocean of sugar water, there is the ocean of ghee. So all kind of fanciful descriptions, so which we cannot actually relate to. So what is observable for us is that we can see earth, we can see the moon, and we can see the planets, the constellations and the sun. So all other things which are described here, we cannot perceive with our senses. So Prabhupada was also asked by his disciples. So Prabhupada said that it was very difficult for me to actually write fifth canto. So his disciples asked, then how could you write? So he said, actually someone guided me, Krishna guided me. And that's why I could write. So he had tasked his disciples to come up with a model of the universe in the form of temple of Vedic planetarium at Mayapur. So they were asking him questions. So how do you understand that there is a mountain which is taller than anything which we can see? And how do we make a model of that in the universe, and how do you explain the scientists? So he said that scientists, it is not your task to explain them. They will have to understand on their own. If they don't understand, that is their responsibility. So we follow the Vedic knowledge, which is absolute. It does not require any explanation. So anybody who requires explanation, he has to rack his brain and understand it. So Prabhupada was very clear. So they also asked him, how do we understand that if we travel from one part of Los Angeles or New York, we go around the earth and reach the same point? So the earth has to be obviously circular. So Prabhupada said, you don't think too much about these things, because we are bound by laws, the senses and the karma. We actually cannot all of the reality as it is. So this is the highest reality about the universe. And you try to adjust your understanding according to this reality. So usually we observe the universe and try to understand the reality. So Prabhupada is saying, this is the reality, and you try to adjust your logic according to this. So this was a very technical part of Bhagavatam. And therefore it is also called as the gateway of faith. Gateway of faith meaning it is easy to understand that Supreme Lord does many inconceivable things, and in Golok he does many leelas, and even in Vrindavan there can be 9 lakh cows. So many things we actually understand, because that is Supreme Lord directly doing things. But these are the things which we can perceive from day to day. The sun we can see, the moon we can see, and what our scientific knowledge actually speaks of them, and what is given in the Bhagavatam, we try to always relate it. That means we try to understand it, how it could be true. So somebody who is very intellectual, who is learned, for him especially, it becomes a very big stumbling block to understand how the scriptures, which are considered as absolute, can speak of the things which can be seen as apparently contradictory to what we know. So there are three parts in this. One is that which actually matches with what we know. So it speaks of distance between sun and earth. It speaks of distance between sun and moon. It speaks of the speed of traveling of sun relative to earth. So these things are all actually accurate, and even the modern scientists agree with that. So this knowledge is actually revealed long before the scientists had knowledge of telescopes. So this knowledge is accurate even according to modern science. So this actually is nourishing for faith, because the knowledge that is revealed here, actually even with modern scientific knowledge, actually it comes the same. It is true. There are some parts in this which cannot be tested by anybody. So neither can we prove, neither the scientist can disprove it. For example, if somebody says there are oceans and 7 islands at such and such a distance from the Bhumandal, so at the most they can say that they could not perceive it or they cannot see it. But disproving it is not actually at all, it is not possible at present. So for them to prove or disprove, both is very difficult for certain aspects of the descriptions in the Bhagavatam. But certain things, just like Prabhupada's disciple used to ask, ki, how do you explain the traveling from one side of the earth and coming to the same location again? So earth is circular. So the Bharata Varsha, or the part of the Jambudvip, is also described as circular, because it says that when the sun shines on one side, the other side actually has darkness. So it is not saying that the earth is flat, it is saying that the Bhumandal is flat. It does not say that the earth is flat. So some portions which we correlate with modern science, we think that the scripture is correct. Some things nobody can actually verify whether it is true or false. And some things seem to be contradictory. So, for something which has been revealed so early in the history of humankind, when there was not even a telescope, according to Western world, actually gives us faith that it must be right. And actually we are lacking, and these things will be revealed afterwards. Because the science of astrology, astrology actually predicts eclipses, the day and night, and all kind of movements of the stars and constellations. The astrology actually speaks of the sky as we see it. So the sky is described in astrology as we actually can see with our eyes. But Bhagavatam is not astrology. Bhagavatam is telling something which is higher than that can be perceived by our eyes. Okay. It is not that the old sages and the people in the Vedic times were not knowing that these things cannot be perceived in the sky. They are describing the sky as we see it. They are not speaking of the oceans in astrology. So they perfectly know that these things cannot be seen. So it is not that they are ignorant. It is just that they understand there is some higher reality which we cannot see. So they actually explain astrology in normal terms also, and they explain something which is not perceivable, both. Because just because we cannot conceive does not mean that it is not true. So that is our understanding when we read these topics from Srimad Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada used to actually call many experts from different Vedic experts from South India and many other places, and to explain him the Vedic model, the model of universe. So they tried, but not even the most astute of the Panditas of Vedas, actually they could make a simple model for Prabhupada, which could explain everything what is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So the thing is, the Vedic knowledge, according to one's purity, he can make or understand it, and it will be revealed to him. So now we can see that few of the brahmacharis, actually they have studied it, and they are actually making this Vedic planetarium at Mayapur. So it is manifested by the desire of Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada was actually stressing this so much, mainly because if you prove something as correct, which actually modern science actually had no idea of, it becomes a very big defeat for materialistic endeavors. And so one of the qualifications to come to spiritual life is that you should be absolutely convinced that material life is actually not worthy of all the efforts we are putting in it. So Prabhupada stressed this temple of Vedic planetarium a lot. So he used to tell his disciples that you should make it as the main thing, and that too in Mayapur, which he called as the center of our movement, the main International Society of Krishna Consciousness. The main center is Mayapur, so he wanted to make it there. So because of our upbringing and our education, we become biased towards the material understanding of universe as it is given. For example, we speak of gravity in absolute terms. So gravity is spoken as it is infallible, universal law of gravitation. But Prabhupada actually mocks gravity in one of his purports. He says that, what is this gravity they are speaking of? They are saying that moon is actually held by earth because of gravitational force. But even a simple bird can oppose the gravity of earth. So that's what he writes in one of the purports. So though actually Prabhupada actually is making a mockery, Prabhupada is not in ignorance. Prabhupada knows that aeroplanes are traveling, the satellites are moving around the earth. Though he knows them, still he actually does not support the gravity. Okay, so that which is taught to us from our childhood, he actually does not support it. Then he says, Nakshatranam Aham Shashi. There is one of the verses in Bhagavad Gita. So, Nakshatranam Aham Shashi. So he says, among the stars or among the constellations, I am moon. So, in the Vibhuti Yoga, Krishna speaks that among all the constellations, I am the moon. And Prabhupada writes in the purport of that particular verse that moon is a heavenly body which is reflecting the light of sun. Similarly, all the nakshatras are not self-illuminating. They are also like moon only, which are reflecting the light of sun. So this is actually completely against what we are taught. So we speak of stars as though they are different suns in the universe, and they are actually having their own light. So Prabhupada is actually completely mocking what we actually have been taught for so many years. And Prabhupada also says that there is only one sun in one universe. So these things actually bewilder the person who has been brought up in a modern educational system. So these seem to be contradictory to our intelligence. So even the model of universe which the Bhagavatam is speaking of, it says that there is a Bhumandal and the sun goes around the Bhumandal axis, the central axis of Bhumandal. It does not say that the earth is going around the sun. So it is speaking in a completely different way. So this also is actually very difficult to understand, because it is assumed that something which is small has to move around something which is big. But earth is very small according to Bhagavatam also, and the sun is very big. And still it speaks of sun moving around the central axis of universe. So this is completely different to what we understand in modern sense. And that's why Prabhupada says that this gravity and other things are not true. Because the gravitational law speaks of that always a small body has to revolve around a larger body. So Prabhupada actually does not give any credit to this gravitational law. So that's why this chapter, this particular portion of the Srimad Bhagavatam is called as the Gateway of Faith. So Prabhupada had such staunch faith in this that when they landed on moon, he said they had not landed on moon, they had gone somewhere else. So then one of the disciples of Prabhupada, Purushottam Prabhu, he was American, and he feel proud that Americans had done something which nobody has done. So he used to always get mocked by Prabhupada. He used to tease him. Prabhupada used to tease Purushottam. So at one particular time, Purushottam Prabhu and Mataji were making meal for Prabhupada, and they were frying something. So Prabhupada called. So they rushed to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada actually was asking them, are the meals ready? So they remembered they have left the gas on, and the oil was burning, and there was a lot of smoke in the kitchen. So they rushed to the kitchen, and the kitchen was full of smoke. So somehow or the other, they switched it off. So their clothes got blackened. So the Purushottam Prabhu's, the sweater and the face was completely black. And then they came back to Prabhupada and told that such and such a thing happened. So Prabhupada say, it seems as though Purushottam Prabhu has gone to moon and come back. So he started laughing. So Purushottam Prabhu did not like it. So he was firmly of the opinion that America has gone to the moon, and Prabhupada is just actually unnecessarily teasing me. So he said, Prabhupada, I am a brahmachari, and how could you speak to me like that? No, Prabhupada said, I am not joking. I am saying that actually, truly, you have gone to the moon. So Purushottam Prabhu could not take it for long. So after few days, so Purushottam Prabhu wanted to leave. So Purushottam Prabhu approached Prabhupada and he spoke. So Prabhupada was also not, he was displeased, but he spoke with Purushottam Prabhu, and then Purushottam Prabhu left. So Purushottam Prabhu left, and afterwards Prabhupada said that I can understand that he does not believe my words. But how could he disbelieve the Vedas? So that is his humility. He is saying that it is all right if he does not believe the words of a guru, but how could he disbelieve what is given in the Vedas? So that was his staunch belief in the Vedic statements. So this firm belief in Vedas is the thing which is very difficult to achieve until and unless we get mercy of the Supreme Lord. Because we are coming from a Guru Shishya Parampara. So our way of learning is that because it is being spoken by a higher authority, we accept it as truth. And the Vedas is the ultimate higher authority. So even Maharaj. So Maharaj was once hearing a lecture, and that was Prabhupada's lecture, and I happened to be there. So Maharaj said that you should hear this. There was some lecture going on, so he actually ran a part of that lecture. And in that, Prabhupada was speaking to his disciples who were sitting around. And that was the initiation, post-initiation lecture. So they used to recite the 10 offenses to the holy names. So the disciples recited to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the holy names of the Lord. Then the second offense started. So Prabhupada said, no, wait. So what was that? So they again repeated it. So Prabhupada said that you should be very careful not to decry the names of the devotees like Jesus Christ and Muhammad. We don't understand what they have done and why they have done during their times. So he speaks that. So Maharaj made me hear it. So I said, yes, Maharaj, I have no problem with that. And then again, at another time, he again actually ran the same portion. And I again heard it. So I said, Maharaj, I have no problem with that. I actually hardly speak to anybody about these things. So mine is like I usually speak whatever is given. So, and I said that I know that even Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that Jesus Christ is a Shaktyavesha avatar. So Maharaj said, yes. Not only that, Prabhupada also has spoken many times, but this is the first time I got a recording of that, so, where Prabhupada actually speaks about it directly. So we actually may think many things about different things in this world, but whatever is coming from parampara, we accept it as it is. We may have our differences of opinion, we may have different way of understanding it. Yeah, we may give purports to it, what the statement of Prabhupada is. But we cannot change the original statement. It is directly what Prabhupada has spoken. And Maharaj is actually stressing that this is spoken by Prabhupada. So that is Guru Shishya Parampara. Okay. So there are very different ways of intellectually interpreting it, explaining it to the others. While preaching, we may actually explain it in different words, may give different meanings to it. But the original statement does not change. So we may not understand it completely, the depth of it, but it is not to be changed. So that is the value of Vedic knowledge. So Vedic knowledge should never be thought of as something which is relative to our understanding. So it is absolute, and we have to evolve according to it, rather than bringing the Vedic knowledge according to our down according to our own understanding. So there will be many other things in this canto. So this is a lot of technical things I spoke, and even ahead in this canto we will come across the part where there is a mountain called as Manasattar mountain. So that mountain also goes around the whole universe. So that is the expanse of that mountain. Okay. And then there is a Lokalok mountain, which is actually going beyond the Dhruva. So the pole star, the height of that mountain is beyond pole star. It does not allow the sunshine to go beyond itself. So there is a dark part and there is a bright part in the universe. So that is separated by Lokaloka mountain. So these descriptions are given in Bhagavatam and they actually challenge the faith of a person who is very much entrenched into material knowledge. So we have to actually take guidance from the previous acharyas, and somebody who is very technically sound and scientific, he can also explore further. For just like I told you, there are a few brahmacharis who were technically very sound, IIT, and so they could actually understand these things at a deeper level, how this is right. But for a general person, faith on Vedas, that should suffice. So, and we can always ask people who are actually experts in these fields about any doubts we have. Okay. So, anybody has any questions?
Thank you so much, Praji, for wonderful explanation. So, I just have one query. Regarding sun and moon, you mentioned. So, what is the understanding? I have heard that for every universe there will be sun and moon. Mm-hmm. So, is that only one for all the universes, or is that very particular to universe?
Yes. So, just like I told you, there is one sun in one universe, and there is one Brahma for one universe. And where do the constellations lie? The constellations are vertically above the Meru mountain. Okay. And what is the distance of constellations from Bhumandal? Maximum distance that a constellation can be from Bhumandal is double the distance of Earth from Sun. So it is said that diameter of universe is double the distance between Earth and Sun. So none of the constellations or stars, which we call them, can be beyond that distance because they are contained in one universe only. Okay. So what is the modern understanding? That they are in light years. The distance of the stars which we mention are in light years. But if you see the dimensions of universe which are explained in Bhagavatam, all the constellations and all the stars which we can see, even the pole star, actually they cannot cross the dimension of universal shell. That is double the distance between Earth and Sun, which is not very big. It is said that the distance between Earth and Sun is 8 minutes for light. So no star can be farther than 16 minutes from Earth. But usually the modern understanding with the telescopes is the distances of stars are in light years. So that's why it is very different. The explanation is very different.
Okay. So scientists speak about galaxies and others, like, what is it like?
The way the scientists speak, because they have a speculation based on observations of the senses, so we can also speculate to some extent, because it is spoken of universe as it is covered with the shells. The shells are made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether. But the last shell it speaks of is false ego. So nobody can perceive beyond this universe until and unless his false ego goes away. So all the senses can mislead us. For example, the light can be reflected at n number of places, and you may perceive as something which is coming from very far, though actually it is very near. And actually the image could be completely distorted because it is being reflected at so many places that we cannot perceive. Okay, even the Meru could reflect the light and you may actually feel something like a Milky Way also. So because we depend solely on senses, to calculate the distances and other things. It is very difficult to explain the scientist who do not actually accept Vedas. And for us to understand what the scientists are speaking, because we actually do not solely depend on the senses. So they are worlds apart. So this gap can be bridged by somebody who has firm faith in Vedas, at the same time has scientific knowledge. So only that person can actually solve this kind of discrepancies in the observation and what we are actually understanding in the scriptures. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय